Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center, today.
Guys don't really talk about antiperspirant. Despite that, 91% of Dove Men Plus Care users recommend it. Here's what they said.
It blocks the, perspiration, I think is the fancy word.
It's comfortable.
It smells nice. My girl likes the smell.
Well, it's
hard.
I think it's quite masculine. My underarms aren't the worst thing at the gym.
It's kind of like the Hoover Dam for my armpits, I guess.
Dove Men Plus Care Antiperspirant. Tough on sweat, not on skin.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flow.
You are in the driver's seat, in complete control, in life and on the road. Your driving record is impeccable, and for this, you are greatly rewarded with Snapshot from Progressive. You use your savings to buy a World's Best Driver t-shirt. It runs a little small.
The more righteous you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
Or find one at statefarm.com.
Bears, White Sox, Cubs, Bulls, and Blackhawks. We cover them all. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. We are Chicago's original sports talk station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, the Wolves finished the regular season as Central Division champions. We'll now host Charlotte this Sunday at 2 at Allstate Arena in the Calder Cup playoffs. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. The breaking news of the day in Major League Baseball. Pirates outfielder Starling Marte has been suspended 80 games for violating the league's substance abuse policy. He apparently tested positive for nandrolone, which is an old school steroid. We're trying to break it down here with Dr. Bernstein about nandrolone. We don't know if it's if you inject it only or if it's pill form.
I'm trying to remember because I had members of cream. I thought that it was. I do think it's usually injected, but maybe somebody could help us. Maybe one of the power lifters out there who is
maybe someone
us.
Who takes it.
Yeah,
you can tell us,
look,
please.
Again, the power lifters out there who are telling us about the Jonathan Toews diet. It may be as like decadurabolin metabolizes.
It breaks down in your body.
It might be sort of available to show up in a test then as it's being metabolized.
Right. If you're an expert on nandrolone, let Dan know at 6711 or call him on his personal cell phone at 773. Is that it? No, sorry. Oh boy, you all right?
Yeah.
What are you rubbing your neck for?
Nothing.
It's weird. You're pinching your skin under your chin. The Bulls, they have a chance to go up 2-0 on the top-seeded Celtics. Game tips at 7. Game 3 is at the UC on Friday. Milwaukee-Toronto at 6 tonight. Bucks lead that series 1-0 out in the West. Jazz and Clippers later this evening, 9:30 if you're awake for it. Utah leads that series 1-0 as well. Stanley Cup playoffs, Blackhawks get the day off today. They trail 3-0 in the best of 7 against the Predators. Game 4 is Thursday back in Nashville. The Cubs have lost 5 of 6, 4 in a row. Brett Anderson takes the mound tonight against Jimmy Nelson and the Brewers. Pregame here on The Score starts at 6:30, first pitch at 7:05. White Sox and Yankees go again tonight. Miguel Gonzalez opposes Luis Severino. Yankees have won 8 in a row. They're playing really, really good baseball. One NFL note for you, Stephen Tulloch, linebacker. Drafted by Tennessee, played for Detroit and the Eagles. He is retiring after 11 seasons. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Hawthorne Racecourse. The Illinois Derby is back April 22nd. For details, visit HawthorneRacecourse.com. Cubs pregame is presented by BBVA Compass. Tune into the BBVA Compass pregame show today. Hashtag live bright. I'm Matt Abatacola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next game on The Score is tonight, 6:30, Cubs and Brewers, right here on Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Horowitz & Horowitz, Illinois' top personal injury lawyers.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff, afternoons on The Score.
Fiala off the board, sending it right to the net, Fiala! It's 3-0 for the Nashville Predators, and Kevin Fiala, who on his previous shift had as good a look as you can get
pretty disappointed. Obviously, can't like where we're at series after that game. And, you know they're going to give a push in the third period. And for the most part, I think we checked pretty well. Obviously, I think we're still feeling confident, even though we gave up a tying goal and going to overtime. The chatter, the energy, the talk in the room is positive. We felt like we were just, you know, waiting patiently and working for that one bounce. And I just obviously didn't come soon enough, so it was pretty disappointing to give up three games the way we had.
Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
Yeah, disappointing is the word, and that's one of the players in whom many remain disappointed, the captain, Jonathan Toews, who has yet to assert his will as he has in playoff series previous. And here to tell us about it is Chris Hine of the Chicago Tribune. He is on Twitter at Christopher Hine. He joins us on the Home Run In Pizza Hotline. The champions are back. Cheer them on at Home Run In in Wrigleyville, just blocks from the park. Well, Chris, here we are, and you got a chance to talk to some of these guys today. I guess there was a limited availability. Do they seem aware, or do they seem, I guess, how do they seem?
Brent Seabrook and Duncan Keith today kind of seemed down in the dumps, quite frankly. It was almost a funeral-like atmosphere where when they were talking, it was depressed. Their voices were very quiet. It almost seemed as if, you know, they're resigned and in mourning in some cases. I think last night was in a lot of ways their last stand. At least that's the sense that I got watching that game last night and kind of seeing the reaction afterwards. Obviously, you look at the historical numbers of being down 3-0 in a series, and it's only happened four times in the NHL where a team has come back. You're just so used to seeing the Hawks over the last decade win games like that last night. You know, they're up 2-0. They get on the board first, you know, two goals. Up ahead, two goals headed into the third period of a game. And even though they went into overtime, you still were kind of expecting that they were going to get that overtime goal, that somehow, some way, that puck was going to go in the net and they were going to win. And it just didn't happen. And Nashville, quite frankly, over three games has looked like the better team. And I think it was a startling sight these last couple of games here.
We were talking earlier, Chris, about where the Blackhawks are right now, big picture. If it's too soon to start putting labels on, like the championship window is closing on this team. Had some really good input from listeners as well as other hockey contributors to the show so far, saying that the kind of expectations for this team were elevated by getting that number one seed. Where do you think this team is at moving forward, regardless of what happens with the Nashville series?
I think, you know, the window does close a little bit after this year. I think I was kind of, I don't want to say hoodwinked into it, but the way they played in February and March was unlike anything I had seen out of this team the last two seasons. And I thought that they were back at the level that they needed to be at to make a deep run in the playoffs to contend for a Stanley Cup. They looked like some of those teams that have won cups in previous years. And, you know, through March, their schedule got a little busier. They didn't play as well, but they were able to rest guys the last week. And I guess I kind of thought, like everybody else did, that once the playoffs started this last week, that they were going to be able to turn on that switch and get back to that level. But you know, you look at it, and Duncan Keith will be a year older next year. Marian Hossa had a great year this year, but he's going to be 39 next year. And who knows if you're going to get another year like that out of him again next year. You know, Brent Seabrook, you know, there's no less wear getting on those tires either. So, you know, some of these core guys, while Toews and Kane are still in their late 20s and still very much in the prime of their careers, some of the other core guys are really logging the miles and getting up there in age. So, you know, this year, you know, should they fall over the next week or two, it's a wasted opportunity and maybe one of the best that they'll have in the next few years.
Toews, for me, is the conundrum, because I understand when a 39-year-old player looks the way he does, and we've seen some of the decline in Seabrook, and we know what the wear and tear has been for Duncan Keith, just how many minutes of ice time, how many games, how many extra tournaments he's played. But I can't really figure out, other than some injury about which we just don't know, or something that is lingering with the number of concussions that Jonathan Toews has had, when you saw him get thrown down last night, I mean, just physically knocked off his skates in a way that just seemed like, whoa, what was that? Like he was a piece of paper. We heard a theory, a local hockey writer sent in the theory that the change that he made in his diet, eliminating red meat from his diet, eliminating meat entirely, might have sapped his strength. And I don't know if that's just a facile way of grasping at straws. Is it something that anybody has talked about or anybody has asked about whether or not dietary changes could contribute to his play?
I don't think so, because he made the dietary changes fairly early on in his NHL career. That was when the shift kind of took place. So he's played through and won cups on the current diet that he's eating right now. So I'm not sure I necessarily buy the fact that it has to do with his diet. I'm kind of as flummoxed as you are. Early in the year, when people were asking the same question, you know, what's wrong with Jonathan Toews? It was a physical ailment. It was his back that he was trying to play through, and then eventually it caused him to sit out for about 9 games in November and December. But then, you know, in February he got put on that line with Schmaltz and Panik, and he was one of the hottest players in the NHL, and it looked like he was back. And like I said, I think along with everybody else, we just kind of assumed that once the playoffs started, playoff Jonathan Toews was going to be back in full form. And it just hasn't happened. That top line of Nashville has just dominated the series. The Johansson, Phil Forsberg, Victor Arvidsson line. Every time those guys are on the ice, they're bringing the puck into the Hawks zone. And whether it's Toews or whether it's Duncan Keith or Nicholas Hjalmarsson, the Hawks are throwing their big guns at that line. And that line is still dominating no matter what they do. And that's been the most mystifying part of the series, that the Hawks just haven't had an answer for those guys. And it relates directly to Jonathan Toews. He's getting outplayed right now by that line.
Now, based on your observations of these first three games, what adjustments can they do in game 4 to make it, you know, maybe more competitive for the entire game or have a different outcome?
I think last night they kind of got a little on track in that second period, where that third line of Panik, Rasmussen, and Kruger really started to muck it up a little bit with Nashville and started pushing back. I think all series, Nashville has been the more physical team, and you know, we always kind of say that, you know, the team that ends up hitting more, it doesn't always mean that you have the puck more, that's necessarily a good thing. But I think in this series, Nashville being the more physical team and kind of taking it at the Hawks has played to their benefit through the first three games, because they're the more physically intimidating team. They're pushing the Hawks off pucks. They're disrupting their flow offensively. They're disrupting them when they're all along the boards and they're trying to carry it in through the neutral zone. Everything they do, they're pushing the Hawks off the puck. And that third line kind of answered that call last night and started pushing back. And I think you need to see that more across the board in game 4. They need to muck up the neutral zone just like Nashville has been doing to them, especially when that top line is on the ice. I think that's one remedy. You need to get that puck back, get it in the defensive zone, make those guys play on their heels. But it's easier said than done, and you kind of have to have the will to do it. And right now Nashville looks like the team that is more motivated and more energized. I don't necessarily always buy into the idea of who wants it more is always going to come out on top, but the energy disparity that I've noticed between the Hawks and the Predators, the Hawks look tired, they look unmotivated, and the Predators are going out there and looking like they want to take this thing.
Yeah, I hate to ascribe something motivational to it when Duncan Keith and Brent Seabrook and Johnny Oduya might be completely motivated to do their jobs. They just can't move their feet.
They can't do it.
They can't do it. You know, I want to be fair, and I really, you know, sometimes I don't, but I guess right now I do. I don't have to be fair, but in an effort to do so, if somebody's hurt, if somebody's really acutely hurt or chronically hurt, I'd love to know. And if some of these guys, it might be just killing Duncan Keith that he can't get there. The mind is working. He's got every bit of desire. And I would never, ever, ever question the desire and motivation of Jonathan Toews, one of the most professionally dedicated, great athletes we've ever had in this city. But it just doesn't seem like their physical ability is there. That's what slow looks like, and it makes it look like there's a man advantage sometimes for the yellow jerseys when there even isn't.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. Nashville has been skating circles around them at times in this series. And I don't think it's necessarily a lack of motivation. I just think they're going to that well and trying to ramp up to that level that they were 4 years ago, even two years ago when they made the run in 2015. And it's just not there. They just can't match the Predators. If the Predators go on to win this series, I'll be very interested to see how deep they can go, because to my eyes, this is a different Predators team than the one that was playing during the regular season. They have ramped up their game to a whole new level. So I'd be very interested to see how far they end up going compared to the rest of the league. But right now, you know, that's no excuse for the Hawks. They're the ones that are supposed to be reaching that level. And whether it's age, whether it's fatigue, whether it's the miles they've put on, whether it's an injury that they're not talking about, or that these guys are playing through stuff, I don't know. But right now, whatever they're trying to do, the old tricks that they try to rehash are just not showing up right now. As for injuries, you know, they're not going to talk about it now, but we'll see after the season if guys are getting surgeries or things like that. That's when you find out what guys might have been playing through. But as of right now, you assume everybody's healthy enough to be out there, and it's just not working.
Did I see it correctly that the Predators organization provided a special package for media members that included Jack Daniels?
They did, yes. I still have it here in my hotel room.
Jeez, very excited about that, aren't you, Chris?
Sometimes you get these. Sometimes you don't get any media packets at all, and so, you know, sometimes the gifts aren't the greatest. But, you know, this time you look in the bag and it's Jack Daniels and it's a Gatorade, which is I could use that
bad combo
about 1:30, 2 a.m. in the morning when I was writing through on my game story.
You know, going back to your opening remarks about the attitudes or the demeanor of the players as you saw them today, I can't really remember hearing a beat reporter talk about those players in that regard over the last several years. When you look at game four coming up Thursday night, what's going to need to happen, in your opinion, for a game five to happen back in Chicago?
I think the break right now is good, the two-day break. Some of them have said they want to get back on the ice right away, but I don't think that that's necessarily the best thing in the world for them right now. I think they need a day or two to decompress. They had everything there in front of them to win game three. Everything that they wanted to do in the first two periods, they accomplished. They got on the board first. They really did a good job of limiting Nashville's, at least the quality, I thought, of their shots early on. But that third period, you know, if they get a lead in game four, I don't think they can quite sit back as much as they did in game three. They've been getting away with it all season, where they've gotten leads, one-goal leads, two-goal leads, and they've sat back in third periods of games and basically have been focusing on limiting the quality of shots as opposed to the quantity of shots. And last night, you get a play where a puck takes a funny bounce off the boards and Crawford can't locate it, and next thing you know, Philip Forsberg's got a goal, and it's 2-1. You know, you take those chances when you sit back on your heels that something funky can happen in your defensive zone. So if they get a lead in game four, don't necessarily just try to shut it down as quickly as they did in period three last night. I think you have to try to stay on the attack and keep trying to add to that lead if you can, because especially with that top line, they're going to be gunning for you. And if you give them the time and space in the offensive zone, those guys have proven in this series that they're going to kill you.
So a couple, some time off for you in Nashville. You getting out, you catching some music?
A little bit. I'm working on a story right now, a little different story than a Blackhawks story that maybe will be in next week. We'll see how it comes together. So not really getting too much time off, to be honest with you.
Because there is a band, and I don't know if they are still, I think they're still the house band. There's a place called Robert's Western World, which is right down on the main drag. And there's a band called Brazil Billy, which is, it's hard to explain, but they're the house band there, and they do it's like a cross between honky-tonk, country western, and traditional Brazilian music that is absolutely not to be missed.
Honky-tonk and Brazilian music?
Yes, really? I just, if you... If you get the chance,
it sounds aesthetically awful at first.
It's not.
But it's good.
It's really good, and I believe it's called Robert's Western World, and they do, you know, Johnny Cash and Hank Williams Sr. and some of this stuff, but with a little different twist. So I would recommend them highly.
I will see if I can get there tonight. I might have to duck into a karaoke bar or two to let off some steam while I'm down here. We'll see. I love the main drag. You know, you walk into these bars and, you know, you think it's just all going to be country music, but
oh no!
But then the bands break into all different songs from all different genres, and it actually is a really good time. I highly recommend if anybody's out there who's never been to Nashville, you think, oh, it's country music, I'm not going to like it. I'm not the biggest country music fan either, and I love it down here. It's fantastic.
All right, enjoy, Chris. Thanks for your time.
Thanks
Chris.
Yep.
That is Chris Hine of the Tribune. Right now, caller number 8 to the Scores Contest line, 312-591-6700, wins a ChicagolandGolfClub.com membership. It's golfer's dream come true, brought to you by ChicagolandGolfClub.com, home to great golf. And the baseball game day schedule is presented by Subway Restaurants. It's Cubs taking on the Brewers, the White Sox at the Yankees. Baseball schedule brought to you by Subway Restaurants. Hurry into Subway Restaurants for the $5 foot-long spicy Italian at participating restaurants. Additional charge for extras plus applicable tax. No additional discounts or coupons may be applied.
A couple things here real quick. Jeff Passan's Twitter account, correction on Marte drug. Nandrolone rarely taken orally, but Decadravelin, which can test positive for Nandrolone, is often orally consumed.
There
like
it
you
is.
Said, Dr. Bernstein in the
there
house.
There it is. I thought
and
that.
Other NHL question for you real quick. Do you think other sports talk towns, when their teams are playing the Blackhawks and their teams lose, do people always talk about how physical the Blackhawks have been with their team?
No, because that's their puck possession team.
How is that? Oh, it's always like the point of like contention with people when the Blackhawks when the Blackhawks lose,
because that's not the style they generally want to play, and maybe it vexes them.
I guess, but I see Blackhawks hitting people and doing the same things.
Remind me to get to this, and I want to get to this. This is about the phenomenon that is Eric Thames, Brewers, the home run last night and his return.
Nicknamed God in Korea.
You're pretty good if your nickname is God, right? And Dave Cameron of FanGraphs introduced me to something called Z contact.
Okay.
And it's a very cool stat that is, it actually is, it measures a pretty simple ability, but it puts a number on it. So it's all I can tell you, it's really good for Eric Thames.
All right.
Okay, we'll get to it. This is the Bernstein and Goff Show. Matt Abaticola in for Jason on the Score.
This is Joe Mann of the World Series champion Cubs, and you're listening to the Bernstein and Goff Show on the Score.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. The Cavaliers blew another huge second-half lead. They nearly let another one slip away, and they just did hold on to beat a 7 seed in Indiana in another game which was much tougher than it had to be. Yet when it was over, LeBron James was acting like it was all good and that the Cavs are exactly where they need to be. Whatever works for you, King. But saying you'd rather have an 18-point lead than no lead is not exactly a great take. Something he said. In fact, it's pretty whack. You'd rather have an 18-point lead than no lead, which is fine, except that 18-point fourth-quarter lead nearly turned into no lead, just like every lead you've had the last several months. Once again, another missed chance to choke out an opponent when you had your boot on their throat. So I'm going to disagree with the King and say they're not playing championship-level basketball. They're doing just enough to beat a 7 seed. I'm Jim Rome.
We don't run from doubt. We overcome it. We don't succumb to fear. We out-train it. We don't wish for progress. We fight for it. That is how Marines win. Learn more about the fight at marines.com.
CBS Sunday. The NCIS LA team knows the game.
I always expect the unexpected.
They can even the score.
Never a dull moment, is there?
Never.
And when they make a move...
This is our investigation now.
You can't lose.
So we got a plan.
Let's roll.
Well, we're all just one big, happy, slightly dysfunctional family.
I believe that's called a win-win.
NCIS Los Angeles, CBS Sunday, or stream it live or on demand.
Why are more and more people starting their day with CBS This Morning?
more real news.
We are following an unfolding story.
Dramatic new images this morning.
This has just happened. This is breaking news.
Join Charlie Rose.
New concerns about security in the nation's capital.
Nora O'Donnell.
Senator, why shouldn't Congress have more oversight?
And Gail King.
What do you make of all these leaks? What do you think is going on?
CBS This Morning, more real news.
We're going to be monitoring the latest developments, and we'll bring you new details as they come in.
Play.it is your new podcast network for award-winning news programming and number one sports brands to entertainment and business leaders.
Welcome! We're gonna make you laugh, we're gonna make you think.
Give you that news and information.
Pop culture, reality TV.
What's happening in business today?
Relationships, dating.
The biggest names in sports.
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
You wanna see something entertaining? Tune in.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
Guys don't really talk about antiperspirant. Despite that, 91% of Dove Men Plus Care users recommend it. Here's what they said.
It blocks the, perspiration, I think is the fancy word.
It's comfortable. It smells nice. My girl likes the smell.
Well, it's hard.
I think it's quite masculine. My underarms aren't the worst thing at the gym.
It's kind of like the Hoover Dam for my armpits, I guess.
Dove Men Plus Care antiperspirant. Tough on sweat, not on skin.
Attention golfers, do you want to play more golf and spend less money this year? Then it's time to get a Chicagoland Golf Club membership. A Chicagoland Golf Club membership allows you to enjoy a wide variety of great courses across Chicagoland for roughly half price. You'll enjoy 7-day advance booking, no booking fees, and predictable green fee discounts each and every day for the entire golf season. Memberships start at $99 and are limited. The Chicagoland Golf Club. Swing easy. For membership information or to sign up for a free trial membership, visit ChicagolandGolfClub.com. I'm here with Jeff Anderson, President and CEO of Lake Forest Graduate School of Management. Lake Forest builds great leaders who change lives and propel businesses forward. Jeff, when your organization has momentum, how does a leader take advantage of that?
Trust is the foundation of leadership. Nothing has been more clearly established. There have been dozens of pieces of research conducted to determine what followers want from their leader, and honesty and trust are always at the top of the list. It sounds straightforward, but takes time and it doesn't happen by accident. The leader must take the first step. I know of one sports leader in town who tells his team, "I trust you, but I need to earn yours. What do you need from me?" When you get it right, the benefits are enormous. It reduces friction in the organization. People give you the benefit of the doubt. Decisions become easier. Passive resistance melts away. You get more done quickly. What leader doesn't want that?
Through the MBA and corporate learning solutions, Lake Forest cultivates working professionals into broad thinkers and strong leaders with the tools to make a difference in their organizations and communities. Learn more at Lake Forest MBA.
New CBS Wednesday.
Survivors ready. Go!
20 of Survivor's most risk-taking.
A lot of feelings are going to get hurt.
Groundbreaking.
It's no holds barred.
Legendary players of all time return.
There's never been anybody like me.
And they're rewriting the playbook again.
I'll stab you in the back and you'll say thank you afterwards.
Big moves are going to be made.
Survivor Game Changers.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
New CBS Wednesday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Monday.
I got the best donuts in Chicago.
Looking for service with a smile?
Do you have anything soy-based?
No, everything here is food-based.
Keep looking.
I'm going to help you bring this place into the 20th century.
You mean the 21st.
No, I don't.
So watch out.
It's my trademark.
Jalapeno.
Donut.
Feels like I'm eating the sun.
The donuts are coming.
So what's the pay?
Minimum wage.
Health insurance?
First aid kit.
Do you believe in profit sharing?
Yeah, I believe in it. I don't offer it.
Superior Donuts. CBS Monday or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Tuesday. In New Orleans, the party never stops.
On the same page there.
I'll drink to that.
And the agents of NCIS New Orleans.
Let's do this.
Never quit.
I'm just following the evidence.
NCIS!
We got work to do. Home isn't the place. It's the people. Help me protect our city.
I like the attitude.
NCIS New Orleans. CBS Tuesday or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Thursday, it's time to celebrate with a Big Bang Theory.
That is so cool.
We guarantee good food.
Why did you get a party sub?
A party sub implies it's a party.
Your attendance implies it's not.
And awkward conversation.
People think you're a little mean.
Oh, yeah? You one of those people?
No.
Don't miss TV's number one comedy.
I like a party as much as the next man, as long as the next man doesn't like a party.
The Big Bang Theory, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
Limited time offer.
Need legal advice from a reputable attorney? Send questions you want answered to cbschicago.com/legaladvice and look online for free Legal Fridays with Horowitz, Horowitz & Associates. That's cbschicago.com/legaladvice.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
He drives one to deep left field, back goes Schwarber, back to the wall. That ball is gone for a home run. Eric Thames has homered in five straight games. If somebody would have told me, Ron, that Milwaukee would have three home runs and they'd all be to left field, one in each of the first three innings, I would have said, no way.
Way! That was the Cubs-Brewers game broadcast right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score. So Dave Cameron writes this today. Eric Thames is destroying the baseball. Through his first 48 plate appearances, he's hitting .405, .479, .1000. Good for a weighted on base average of .604. Best in baseball. Homered in five consecutive. 11 of his 17 hits have gone for extra bases. Power was the one part of his game in which we were fairly confident, but he's putting to rest any doubts about whether his thump would translate back to the big leagues. The uncertainty with Thames was what his control of the strike zone would look like. It was his undoing before he went to star in Korea. He struck out about five times as often as he walked back in 2011 and 2012. To the skeptical view of Thames, well, he might still hit the ball a long way. Spending a few years crushing low-quality pitching doesn't mean he wouldn't still be exploited by big-league stuff. While the dingers are fun and get all the attention, I'd like to present the real reason the Brewers should be excited about the first 2 weeks of Eric Thames' experience. And he puts together the leaders in Z contact percentage. What's that, you ask?
What's that, I asked?
Z contact percentage is contact on swings at pitches in the strike zone. Okay? It is one of the skill stats that doesn't need a huge sample size to give a decent overview of a player's abilities. As a major leaguer, you either have a swing that puts the bat on the ball with regularity, or you don't. And it's hard to fake contact skills even in a couple weeks span. Okay? And it's generally those that they've got the top 30 here. You know, let's do your update. Because there's some names on here that are outside of Eric Thames, spoiler alert, there are some names here that you're going to find of interest. But it's a really important skill to have, and one that is easily displayed and easily noted in stats, is how many times that you swing at a strike do you actually make contact with it. So after an update, we'll get into a little bit of this, and because there are some local names here that appear.
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, the Wolves finished the regular season as Central Division champions. We'll now host Charlotte this Sunday at 2 at Allstate Arena in the Calder Cup playoffs. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. We start with some breaking news today out of Major League Baseball. Pirates outfielder Starling Marte has been suspended 80 games by Major League Baseball for violating the substance abuse policy of the league. Apparently he ingested nandrolone. Or at least tested positive for it. We don't know what he exactly took, but he tested positive for nandrolone.
Don't eat anything with own. Toblerone, provolone, none of it. Bad.
Anything else?
Zabayone.
Anything else?
Yeah, calzones.
Is he a hockey player?
Zabayone?
Yeah.
No, it's...
Was he a magician?
The great Zabayone? No, it's an Italian dessert. You've had it. It's fine.
On to basketball, the Bulls.
Yes, on to basketball. Onward. Onward.
Thanks for letting me know it was an Italian dessert. I appreciate you letting me know that. No, that's great. Thank you.
It's only...
Seriously?
Yeah.
Okay. Bulls have a chance to go up 2-0 on the Celtics. Game tips at 7 tonight. Game 3 at the UC on Friday. Milwaukee, Toronto tip at 6. The Bucks lead 1-0 out in the West. Jazz and Clippers at 9:30. Utah leads 1-0 as well. Stanley Cup playoffs. Blackhawks have a couple days off. They trail 3-0 in the best of 7 against the Predators. Game 4 Thursday in Nashville. The Cubs have lost 5 of 6. They take on the Brewers again tonight. Brett Anderson and Jimmy Nelson, your pitchers. Pregame at 6:30. First pitch 7:05. White Sox and Yankees go again tonight. Miguel Gonzalez opposes Luis Severino. Yankees go for their 9th victory in a row. This scoreboard update was brought to you by Lakeside Bank. If you'd like free checking with an incredible interest rate, just say the funny word,
Casasa. That's what it says. It means free checking and a great interest rate. Huh. I'd like to go in and just do that without even wanting the free checking. Just want to go in and do that to someone. It means Lakeside Bank, the only bank with this incredible rate. Lakeside Bank, it's about time. Get your copy of the Chicago Cubs Win the World Series audio CD featuring the most exciting moments of the 2016 season. Only $19.99. Order now at cbschicago.com/CubsCD. I'm Matt Abaticola. You're listening to 670 The Score. We're doing 25 years of Chicago sports talk. Also, the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next game on The Score is tonight, 6:30, Cubs and Brewers, right here on Chicago Sports Station.
All right, so these are the current leaders in Z Contact. If you're just joining us, it is a stat that is kept that measures contact on swings at pitches in the strike zone.
Those are good pitches to hit.
A.J. Pollock is at 100%. Jose Abreu is second at 98.3%.
A.J. Pollock is at 100%.
Yeah. Jose Abreu is second, then Jorge Polanco, Mookie Betts, Joey Votto, Melky Cabrera, Daniel Murphy, Troy Tulowitzki. So, you know, Joe Mauer, you're seeing some names here. Jonathan Lucroy, there's a lot of really good players here. Jason Hayward is 20th at 94.3%. Anthony Rizzo is 24th at 93.9%. And Eric Thames checks in at 28th at a perfectly respectable 93.6%. So, what Dave Cameron notes... So the names at the top of the list are no surprise. So the mostly lower power elite contact types are guys with line drive power, the Joey Votto's and Daniel Murphy's of the world. The 140 homer guy on the list is Nolan Arenado, and he plays at altitude. You don't find the exit velocity leaders around here because guys like Giancarlo Stanton and Miguel Sano make a conscious decision to give up contact by swinging as hard as possible. In fact, this group of 30 hitters, the top 30 in Z contact, has an average 2017 exit velocity of 88 miles an hour, right in line with the league average among guys who have at least 10 tracked balls by StatCast. Ball in air exit velocity is 92, below the league average of 92.4, so it's not a group regularly crushing the ball. There are a few guys who can turn on fastballs here and there, mostly slap hitters and line drive guys, except Eric Thames. Because he has an average exit velocity of 91.6 on balls in the air. He is at 97. Both of those marks are tops among this group of the top 30 Z contact hitters. He's crushing the ball like a slugger while making contact like a guy who doesn't strike out. So we can look at it the other way. Among hitters with at least 20 plate appearances, that 97.2 mile an hour ball in air exit velocity ranks tied for 37th with Jake Lamb, Will Myers, and Matt Holliday. So then he looks at some of the Z contact guys in there and who would also be on that list. And then you're talking about being there with guys like Bryce Harper. So we were pretty sure Thames had power. It's been obviously true, but he also might have pretty decent bat on ball skills, or at least it doesn't seem like contact's going to be a huge Joey Gallo style problem for him. We're dealing with a couple weeks of data. A lot of his success came against a bad Cincinnati pitching staff, so perhaps he'll make less contact. But the big question was whether or not Thames would be able to hit big league pitching enough to make the power play at this level. And so far, the answer is a resounding yes. Here's a surprise. And this gets back to something we noted earlier. I am surprised, and I haven't looked at this list before, but just when you watch him, wouldn't you think Kyle Schwarber would also be a Z-contact guy?
Yes.
A guy who
sees... You would think that, yes.
Because the way he sees pitches...
Absolutely.
I mean, I know that Bryant is a launch guy. Bryant's going to swing and miss a lot. Bryant's going to get fooled sometimes, and Bryant would never be on this list. But I'm a little surprised that Schwarber wasn't top 30. But and maybe he has been in other years. I guess it gets back to noticing that he has had some more swing and miss in him on some of those pitches this year. But I would think that he would be also someone else who, like Thames, could be... ideally, a high exit velocity on fly balls guy and a very high contact rate on strikes that he swings at.
Yeah, they were pretty high on Thames when he was with Toronto, and they saw the raw ability and just never thought he could put it together, which is why he kind of bounced around a little bit, and he ended up in Korea playing baseball. And his nickname, as I said before the update, his nickname in Korea was God. Like, they actually called him God. Listen to some of these numbers. He hit .348. With 124 homers, 379 RBIs in 3 years in Korea. He's the first player ever in Korean baseball history to have a 40-40 season.
And I just don't know how good, like, Manny Ramirez is playing there when, and he was in his, you know, done with baseball and still going strong there. All I know is the Korean League is where we get some of the greatest bat flips of all time.
Oh, for sure.
Some of those videos are just insane.
You know, again, I'm not going to say that the Korean baseball is the same competition as what you could find in Major League Baseball, the best around the world, but it's still very competitive baseball. But, and those numbers are just disgusting. I mean, 348, 124 home runs, 379 RBIs in 3 years. 47 home runs in 2015 with 140 RBIs, and he stole 40 bases. Gold glove and MVP. I mean, so the guy he's always had that raw talent, that raw ability, and they saw it in Toronto. They just didn't know if he'd be able to put it all together, which is why, again, he bounced around, went to Korea, and now he's with the Brewers. The dude looked great last night in the box. Obviously, we saw the way he hit, and those numbers are pretty cool.
The Chicago Blackhawks have recalled forwards Kyle Baughn and Tyler Mott and defenseman Eric Gustafson from Rockford. Well, just when you need a perfect defensive mistake, Eric Gustafson will be there for you.
And the Cubs lineup for tonight, John Jay bats ninth, and he starts out in center field for...
We knew that. Joe Madden said that earlier. And we are going to bring back... So Joe Madden was awesome today. Mm-hmm. There were some good questions and really good answers. Some of the stuff that Joe Madden said about defensive shifting, you're going to hear again at 5 o'clock today, because he is always can't-miss radio at noon on Tuesdays with the Spiegel and Parkins show. It was really good today, and you're going to hear some of that. Also, guess what is coming up in just a little bit, just after the top of the hour?
We are going to do Who's Your Guy?
See this?
Yeah, I'm very excited. We'll do that. I'm looking forward to hearing the names and hearing, actually, the drops is what I'm looking forward
that's
to hearing.
That's what people love.
See, it's really the drops. That's what I like to hear about it. When we come back, I have a Bulls thought, and I really have no reason to back up my Bulls thought other than one of Terry's gut feelings.
Oh, no. The Chicago Baseball Game Day schedule presented by the Knee and Back Pain Helpline. The Cubs are taking on Milwaukee. The White Sox play at the New York Yankees.
It's not his baby. That's his baby. That's
his baby. Like the Derek Jeter one?
That's his baby.
No.
It's a gut feeling.
It's a gut feeling. The baseball schedule is brought to you by the Knee and Back Pain Helpline. I forgot about that. Learn how an insurance...
One of the best gut feelings ever.
Learn how an insurance-covered, comfortable knee or back brace can reduce your pain. Call 800-888-KNEE.
So a Bulls thought next.
800-888-KNEE. Bulls thought next. Score.
Lynn Casper, TV voice of the Cubs and Score baseball contributor, talks Cubs three times a week on the Score.
The park looks great. For some fans who used to like being able to see the pitchers warm up on the field, it was a little strange, I have to admit.
Lynn Casper on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Presented by Two Brothers Brew.
This is the opportunity you've been waiting for. For a limited time, get Xfinity X1 and internet from Comcast for only $79.99 per month for 24 months. Enjoy the same rate for 2 full years with 2-year term agreement and enrollment in EcoBill and AutoPay. Plus, get $150 back when you sign up today. Over 140 channels, a voice remote you can speak to, and access to Netflix. Compare that to DirecTV. Plus, with Xfinity X1, you can stream thousands of shows and movies on any device, anytime, anywhere. Get blazing fast internet speeds up to 75 megabits per second. Compare that to AT&T. And keep connected on the go with millions of nationwide hotspots. Switch now to get this limited time offer from Xfinity. Only $79.99 per month for 24 months. Enjoy the same rate for 2 full years with 2-year term agreement and enrollment in EcoBill and AutoPay. Plus, act today and get $150 back. Call 1-800-XFINITY now. Offer ends 5/1/2017. Requires enrollment in EcoBill, paperless billing, and AutoPay. Netflix streaming membership required. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. New customers only. Equipment tax and fees, including broadcast TV fee and RSNP extra, and subject to change. After promo, regular rates apply.
The game, and stayed up watching the hockey game and wish I hadn't. And I was just looking forward to getting in bed and putting my head down on my pillow. Yes, I absolutely love my pillow, and you're going to love it too. Listen, fellas, ladies, I get to sleep faster. I stay asleep longer. I sleep better all night long with my pillow. I'm telling you, if you just listen to me and give it a try, you're absolutely going to love it. It's the most comfortable pillow I've ever experienced. I bought two for me. I even bought my pillows for the boys. I want them to have it as well, too. They sleep great every night, but they're little dudes, you know. I'm talking about you and me, adults. We need it because sometimes you wake up in the middle of the night, you're just not sleeping well and you're uncomfortable. You got to flip the pillow over to make it cool, or you fold it in half to get more neck support. Sometimes you wake up and you got shoulder pain or neck pain or a headache even. It's probably from a bad pillow. So I'm telling you, you've got to try out the MyPillow. It stays cool all night long. It holds its shape. The padded interlocking fill, it adjusts your sleep needs. So you get in bed, you adjust your MyPillow the way you need it, and it stays that way. It comes with a 10-year warranty not to go flat, a 60-day comfort guarantee. It's washable, dryable, and made in the USA. And right now, you can save 50% plus free shipping. That's a lot. 50% free shipping. You go to MyPillow.com, you click the Radio Listeners Special tab, and use promo code SCORE. You get two premium king or queen pillows and two additional go anywhere travel pillows, all for one special price. That's MyPillow.com, promo code SCORE, or call 800-960-3804, MyPillow.com, promo code SCORE.
I'm here with Max Reed, business leader faculty member at Lake Forest Graduate School of Management. Lake Forest builds great leaders who change lives and propel businesses forward. So Max, building success can take a long time. How do you stay motivated and avoid celebrating too early?
A big danger in sports and in business is celebrating before the game is over. Winning the first half does not mean winning the game. Making your first quarter revenue goals does not mean you'll end the year in the black. Being ahead can give you momentum to build on, but if a leader does not harness that effectively, there's still time for things to fall apart, and often they do. Letting your team rest before the final whistle is blown, and your hard work can come undone. Winning organizations succeed because they've defined their game plan, they're constantly measuring their success, and they adjust and tweak when necessary, but they never lose sight of the ultimate goal, and they play until the whistle is blown.
Through the MBA and corporate learning solutions, Lake Forest cultivates working professionals into broad thinkers and strong leaders with the tools to make a difference in their organizations and communities. Learn more at lakeforestmba.edu.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I just got to town and I need a presentation printed for a big meeting tomorrow.
Well, Staples has everything you need to print, scan, and fax.
Great. Oh, just got a text. The home office made changes to the presentation.
No problem. You can access your files from a USB, email, or the cloud.
And the meeting isn't tomorrow, now it's today.
Our machines are self-service, so there's no waiting.
And it's not here. Now it's in Ebensburg.
I hear it's lovely this time of year.
Print, scan, fax, and copy at Staples, your office away from home.
CBS Thursday. Don't miss the Emmy-winning Amazing Race with the biggest twist ever.
Go!
Go! Go! Go!
These contestants are racing around the world.
This is going to be awesome.
With a total stranger they just met.
Are you kidding me with this?
We are the most oddballer combination here.
Now they're on the adventure of a lifetime.
I'm trying to meet you halfway.
Please.
I'm calm. Down. You should know. Telling me to calm down makes me worse.
I can tell.
The Amazing Race, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
This is a price alert. This is the Knaus BMW courtesy car sale. Start your shopping. More than 75 2017 BMW models, never titled, briefly used as corporate and customer courtesy transportation, are now available to the public at great savings. BMW 3 Series sedans, luxurious 7 Series models, BMW X1, X3, and X5 sport activity vehicles will now be sold on a first-come basis. And at these prices, they will go fast. So hurry in for exceptional savings on your favorite BMW. Plus, special lease and finance offers are available by Knaus BMW through BMW Financial Services. The Knaus BMW courtesy car sale is underway. Shop Knaus BMW, Knaus Auto Park, Route 41, Lake Bluff. Call 847-604-5000, KnausBMW.com.
Is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Here comes Fred.
And here come the Bulls, owners of a one-game-to-none advantage in the NBA playoffs over the top-seeded Celtics. And Matt Abatacola
has a gut feeling.
Unfounded theory and a gut feeling. Great.
No, and this was even before the Game 1 victory. My gut tells me, Dan, and this could be a new segment if I want to use it. My gut tells me, but it has to be my gut telling you.
Okay.
My gut tells me that the Bulls are going to win this series.
Well, it's just, that's not necessarily a gut feeling.
It is a gut feeling.
There's some fundamental matchup problems.
No, but that's the thing. I have no idea what those are.
Oh, okay.
I'm just an idiot who watches basketball during the playoffs.
Okay.
And I watch it, and I sit there, and I go, I don't see this team being the number one seed.
Like, oh, they're like, an awful number one seed.
Yeah, they're an awful number one seed.
Yes.
Okay, and I just, my gut feeling tells me the Bulls are going to advance and move on past the Boston Celtics.
It's possible, I guess. I don't know.
No, it's not. It's my gut feeling, okay. And I know I'm right.
I don't know what it would mean, and I'm tired of thinking about it. I'm tired of doing any mental gymnastics over what the Bulls mean, and I'm just going to, like you say, it's just basketball, and I'm going to watch it.
Just watch it and enjoy it, and that's really the easiest thing to do, because I started to watch the game one, and I started to try to understand what their offense was, and then I realized they don't have an offense. They really don't. Is part of their offense, and you've watched all the games because that's what you do, is part of their offense get the ball, dribble, run fast, jump in the air, and then decide what to do with it?
That's generally not recommended.
No, I understand that, but is that part of what the Bulls do, or was that what the Celtics were forcing them into in game one? Because I saw a lot of it, and it looked like they practice it. Look, they do it really well.
Jumping into the air without knowing what you're going to do with the ball.
And then decide last second to throw the ball to a teammate who doesn't expect you to pass him the ball.
It's a bad offensive strategy. When the Bulls' offense is going well, they will usually get a quick drag screen to set up some defensive decisions. And then if they don't get something going to the basket, they do a decent job. They've done a better job of getting the ball to the opposite side, usually the opposite corner. Mm-hmm. And Fred Hoiberg's offense, at least, I know Fred understands the value of the corner three, as a lot of NBA teams have realized that that's the sometimes the best shot that you can get in a set, and they've done an okay job of having somebody in the corner who at least is open enough to shoot it. It just doesn't go in all that often.
Now, do you think they've discussed it all during their practice? Because they do practice, right?
Yes.
Okay. Do you think they've discussed it all, the opportunity when Isaiah Thomas has the basketball?
Of standing in his way?
I noticed this a lot, and maybe I'm crazy. He's dribbling at the top, and a big guy comes by to the guy that's guarding him and blocks him. And then Thomas runs around those guys and runs down the middle of the lane alone and does an easy layup.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think they've discussed stopping that play at all?
Mike in St. Charles, you're on the Score. Hello, Mike.
That's a legit question.
Hello.
Yes.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, getting back to baseball and Kyle Schwarber, I just saw a replay of that bunt he put down. I'm not sure, was that against Pittsburgh that he did that?
It was last night.
That's perfect, bud.
It was last night.
Okay. But your producer answered the phone, I've always kind of been under the impression, or it just seems, that maybe it's lefties that have a better advantage because there's more right-handed pitchers. But, boy, there are a lot of great lefty batters. You know, George Brett, Carl Yastrzemski.
What?
I'm just saying that there's, it just seems like.
Why don't you give us Babe Ruth while you're at it?
Okay, dickhead.
Truer words were never spoken.
I'm not arguing, but what was that?
That was great. I'm just talking. Okay.
When he answered the phone, I was under the impression that there's a lot more lefty batters.
What did that have to do with the producer answering the phone?
I don't know. Maybe,
all of a sudden,
maybe you shouldn't have.
The effect of Nick Shepkowski makes you appreciate George Brett.
That bunt from Kyle Schwarber, was that against the Pirates?
That was special.
that's like brain injury radio across the board.
Yeah, it was about, I don't know.
Yeah, just a few hours ago, really. I mean, not all that long ago. So he's understanding now there are more great lefty batters, and the first name is George Brett.
Yeah.
Who's 60 years old.
Less than 24 hours ago.
What?
Anyway.
I'm just confused. Carl Yastrzemski.
I thought he was going down the road that the lefties, they bunt better to the left side of the infield. But I was going to say, well, there's a shift on. Maybe that's the opportunity you're looking for. I don't know. You know what, though, Dan? I've observed.
the Texas, was that Terry? Was that Hawk?
That was his gut feeling.
Was that Hawk's cousin?
I've also observed there's some really good right-handed hitters in baseball. I don't know if you knew that or not.
Hank Aaron?
Hank Aaron was a really good one. He was right-handed.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Wow. You know, I'm gonna stick to my theory that it's you. You're the reason the calls are bad. You're the one common denominator. why they've been bad for years.
Look, I just want to know what the guy was talking about.
I mean, you're talking almost two decades of terrible calls, and you've been the one link. You are no longer the missing link.
What can I say?
Dan Bernstein.
I don't know. I don't know.
But he finished off that call. That was the best finish to any call we've ever had on the station. Calling you that name. I've never heard that particular name called before on the air.
On the air.
On the air.
Oh, you called me worse
than
that.
Oh, no, 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 no. I'm saying this to anyone, directed to anyone on the air. That's a first for me. I've never heard that in 16 years.
Yeah, I don't know why people think that you can say something like that on the air. I'm not saying he's wrong. The 312 asks, was that George Brett that laid that bunt down 3 weeks ago last night? You're just noticing George Brett? You're on some kind of delay here.
Shep pointed out George Brett to him. Maybe that's what it was. I don't know why you brought that up.
Don't blame Shep. And don't let the guy off the hook by saying it's Shep's fault that the guy was stupid. It's just, no. And if I'm naming historically great left-handed hitters, I mean, you missed the best two hitters in baseball history are in Babe Ruth and Barry Bonds.
Right.
Who are 1-2, the two best offensive players
all right,
in history.
Before we get to who's your guy top of the hour, I'm going to clean this up real quick before we go to break. I don't know if you saw this story from the Sun-Times and the Cubs. This is off of Sports Illustrated's Twitter account. I saw this. The Cubs organization is asking each player and employee given a World Series championship ring to sign an agreement reserving the team's right to buy the ring back for $1 if the recipient decides to sell it, according to the Chicago Sun-Times. We regret the formal nature of this memo, but we do not intend for this information to overshadow our joy in being able to share this ring with you, a team memo states, according to the Sun-Times. The memo also says if the Cubs decide against buying the ring back, the same terms will apply to future owners of the ring. Rings given as gifts to family members are reportedly considered an exception. So they're just trying to prevent people from selling the rings.
Right. They don't want it to start
floating around.
Right. And because then once you get a number, once there's like a secondary market auction value to one of the rings, it changes the value to everybody's. Right. They're trying to protect everybody's asset.
As we were talking the other day about it, and if we had to guess one guy that currently received a ring, who would be the guy in your mind that'd be the first to sell it?
Oh, that's a very dangerous question. Of all the people who received a ring, the first guy to sell it.
This is what we said when the secondary market on bad impersonations goes out. Oh. This guy would need it.
Oh, I see. Okay, he just needs the cash and realizes. Yes. Okay.
No, there's no longer a market for Will Ferrell's impersonation of Harry Carey.
There isn't one.
Who is it? Come on, answer.
The baseball
Who's
game the day schedule is presented by Presence Health. Cubs take on Milwaukee. The White Sox play at the Yankees.
I say Grody.
Chicago baseball schedule brought to you by Presence Health. Stuffy nose, fever, could be allergies or the flu. At Presence Health, you can schedule same-day appointments. You'll get quick results. Make an appointment today at presencehealth.org/findadoc. Day two.
All right, come back.
Get that out of here. Who's your guy? Phone lines
are... Oh, he's
a
tough bastard.
Wide open. 312-644-6767.
My guy told me.
How many we do yesterday, Shep? How many players?
83.
Wait, stop answering that. It was an honest question. I don't know, but we're gonna
keep better track of your stats there.
We want to set a record this year for the number of scouting reports we get through.
The big Richard head?
And it is your chance now. No text questions or no text answers to the question, who's your
Unless
guy?
It's the Dan's phone.
That's only going to come via these phone lines as we're going to learn about possible Bears and future NFLers. Who's your guy is next on the score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the voice of the Chicago sports fan for over 25 years. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Brought to you by your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers. See why the Elantra and Sonata...
Guys don't really talk about antiperspirant. Despite that, 91% of Dove Men Plus Care users recommend it. Here's what they said.
It blocks the, perspiration, I think is the fancy word.
It's comfortable. It smells nice. My girl likes the smell.
Well, it's hard.
I think it's quite masculine. My underarms aren't the worst thing at the gym.
It's kind of like the Hoover Dam from my armpits, I guess.
Dove Men Plus Care Antiperspirant. Tough on sweat, not on skin.
and up to $2,000 off floor models.
And here's the deal, though. Once the mattresses are gone, they are gone. So you cannot let any more time pass you by. You need to get into a mattress firm and let them help you out, because Dan will tell you about the mattress he loves very much.
The Tempur Breeze is what we have, the king size with the adjustable base. And we spent 5 nights away from it, and we were so happy to get back home to it, because absence certainly made the heart grow fonder. And when you start looking at the Tempur Breeze, you look at the adjustable base, remember that right now you can sleep interest-free until 2022, so that can inform your decision when you look at what you're actually paying per day.
And that's on top of all those incredible savings. So you go to mattressfirm.com, you find a location near you, get in there, and let the sleep experts help you out. They're going to walk you through their very simple process to help you pick out and find the mattress that best fits your sleep style. You'll start sleeping better every night. You'll feel better every morning waking up. It's Mattress Firm. Save money.
Sleep.
Spring is finally here, which means the days are getting longer and the nights are getting shorter. But if you have sleep apnea or share a bed with someone who does, you know that some nights can seem endless. If you have sleep apnea and you can't get relief from your CPAP machine, there is another option. And it doesn't require a mask or hose. It's called Inspire. Inspire is a revolutionary FDA-approved implantable device that works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It delivers mild stimulation throughout the night to keep your airway open, giving you and your partner the quiet, restful sleep you need.